How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Dead Jester Productions podcast, episode number 220. I'm your host, Josh, or J. Moskers, and it's just me this week. I wanted to do a solo show, kind of follow up on last week's episode, where I kind of off the cuff announced that I was ending the podcast at episode number 250. This is an odd episode, actually, so I have that to talk about and just kind of like what my plans are for myself for the future. But I don't know if it's the first, but I can't remember ever doing this where I just have the recording in front of me and nothing else. I have no notes, no like windows open for like references or anything like that. Normally I try and plan stuff more in advance and, you know, have content in mind or like topics in mind rather. And that's just, it's just not the case right now. Let me set this off to the side here. Not even gonna edit this episode. I'm literally just gonna throw this up as is. I want to let it go. I'm just moving laptops and shit around. If you can't tell, this is kind of a thrown together one. You should know by now. I don't know. I was just kind of in limbo. I have guests sort of lined up, nothing concrete, but we're just working out dates and times. But yeah, after this, we'll have 30 episodes to go. And I don't remember what I spoke on last episode, but the way it lines up, the 250th episode of this podcast will be released like 3 days after my wedding. And I thought that would be a really ideal opportunity to do an in-person episode, possibly on video. I don't know the specifics of it yet. Plenty of time to go. But I thought that'd be a really interesting way to wrap up the podcast, where it's just in person with me. Klaus will be there. Ricardo, my good friend Ricardo, who I've known for 15 years now or so. I don't know. 16 years now. I don't even know how long it's been. It's been ages. Maybe Kyle, one of the original hosts of this show right at the beginning. A couple of my cousins, my groomsmen. So I think it'd be fascinating. One, just to wrap the show up on that note, have it all sort of come full circle. And like it literally ends as the next chapter of my life begins, which is fucking gay. so fucking lame. I thought that'd be kind of cool at the same time. Just saying it out loud sounds so fucking stupid. Oh, God, that's fucking great. But I thought that'd be interesting. It's like, hey, this is the end of this part, moving on to the next thing. But yeah, just the idea of like having that in-person show. We've never done that before. At least on this show would be really cool. It'd be some technical work on my end, having to set up. It's actually interesting. I say it'd be a lot of work on my end, like having to figure out like the equipment and things like that. Podcasts have become, and we mentioned this on the show plenty of times, podcasts have become so like common. Like Kyle, like I said, former host of this show, he has my old microphone set up, so he'd be fine. I wouldn't even have to do anything for him. He'd just have to bring it. My cousin has at least one microphone, if not two. He has a podcast. Klaus obviously has a microphone since he's on this show a bit and occasionally does his show, which comes out every Sunday, but has never once come out on a Sunday. So like we have no shortage of equipment, really. It would just be setting it all up to record properly. And then on top of that, potentially setting up cameras if we decide to do like a video episode. I just haven't worked it all out yet how it would work. I thought it'd be funny if we just set it all up right in the middle of the venue while they were in the process of setting everything up in the background. I thought that'd be funny and at the same time difficult because we're going to be right in the way. Potentially just sitting at a bar. There's a bar at our wedding venue, very nice one. Just setting it up there and just having us sitting at the bar chatting, but the camera angle wouldn't work particularly well. They do have like bar top tables separate. I thought it would be interesting to like sit around one of those and just chat, or sitting in like the dining area and chatting, just somewhere maybe more out of the way, while they're scuttling around in the background trying to plan this event that I really haven't done a whole lot to help with. But yeah, it, I don't know. I that's my idea for episode 250. I'd love to do an in-person one on video. I don't know what Klaus is doing as far as when he's getting up here for that. But if it doesn't work out at the venue, I would definitely want to do an in-person one. I think that'd be a really cool way to cap things off. But yeah, I guess I haven't really explained the reasoning behind ending the show. One, ending it at 250, nice round number, quarter of a thousand, good spot to end it. I didn't want to just end it all of a sudden, you know, just like out of the blue, hey, last episode, see ya. I thought that would be kind of stupid. I think it's kind of lame. But on top of that too, it's like, I want to see it out, but I've maintained the fact that I enjoy speaking with new people and chatting with people in all fields and areas of expertise and things like that. And I still do enjoy doing that. The problem is just the work going into it, like working on like scheduling guests, working on their schedules and recording it, editing it, uploading it, and just the amount of work that goes into it is a hassle. I think right now in particular, just because I've got so much else going on in my life. But I've fallen out of love with that side of things. I still like talking to people. I think I might do more guest appearances after I'm done doing this, because at least then I just have to show up and chat, which is the part I enjoy the most. And I think I do have plenty to add to conversations. Partially, I can retell some stories that I've told on here because it's a new audience. But I have a lot. I can reach out to people that have more niche podcasts where it's specific topics oriented, where, you know, like business oriented or entrepreneurial freelance stuff, like, you know, growing a business, like that side of things, or marketing, content creation. Like I do have a lot of experience in a lot of different fields, so I can bring that to the table, I think. Or just some podcasts where they just shoot the shit. There's plenty I'm interested in doing, but just taking the time out of my day to do the podcast at this point has become somewhat exhausting on top of the amount of other stuff I'm doing. So that's the main reason behind it. I've thought about doing other podcasts, but I've backed off that entirely. I think I mentioned on the show before where I was going to do a news-based podcast, which I still have all the branding for that if I ever do decide to do that, but I don't know. It's just too much extra work for something I've lost a bit of the passion for, when there's other stuff I'm way more invested in right now that I want to spend time and resources on to focus on. Some of which is like the film, videography, photography side of things, where I've really regained my passion for creating video content and filming and, you know, photography to an extent, but more the videography side of stuff. My job outside of Dedra's Productions and the, you know, all the stuff I do with that, I've been focused a lot more on videography, and it's really rekindled my passion for that. Going out and working with small businesses and like communities, like literally like townships and stuff, and just going out and getting, you know, random shots in town. The other day I was on a hiking trail, taking some nonsense videos, just like a couple of clips of like the river flowing by and like birds and geese like walking around. But side note, geese are fucking disgusting. They shit all over the place. I was trying to tiptoe around this whole field of geese shit. It was terrible. I digress. But I was on this hiking trail and these people are just walking by and, you know, just chatting it up because I'm out there taking photos and I'm talking to them. A couple of people had dogs come by. I got to pet the dogs, and it's just like, it was so unbelievably relaxing compared to the hustle and bustle of what I've had been doing up until this point. And it's just, oh man, I yearn for that. Like back in the day when it's just so much more carefree, where it's like, let's just be creative. Let's make like something that's, you know, beautiful, I guess, or something that's engaging. Whereas so much of what I've been doing up until now was spreadsheets and data collection and, you know, how do we best target certain audiences for marketing purposes? And it's just, man, it's just soul sucking. It's just all numbers on a page and it's just so draining. And I really want to get out of that so much. So like focusing on the videography side of things has been so relaxing, and it's just like a weight off my shoulders to an extent, where I could just literally go out and be like, this is my job. And I thoroughly enjoy it. And I get it to a point too, where like you'll see content creators, like YouTubers, will be like, I'm tired of making YouTube. Like I have to maintain the schedule. And maybe that's how I'll get as well. Who knows? But the fact that I'm not on a schedule where it's like, hey, I just get to do this whenever I want. You know, I get to film essentially whatever I want. I get to be more creative with it. It's fantastic. Like there's nothing more valuable than like my time, and being in control of that is so rewarding. Like if you're ever in a position where you can just be like, all right, this is what I'm doing today because I get to make up my mind for that, is unbelievable. I'm fully aware that most people never have that opportunity and it sucks. And I understand how privileged I am, but man, oh man, you just gotta work your ass. If you work your ass off, maybe, you know, like I've been super fortunate to have so many people around me that have really propelled me forward and helped me out. Like I'm fully aware that, you know, you can't just be like, oh, if you work hard enough, you'll get whatever you want. Like, it's just not how the world fucking works. Like I am fully aware of that. I understand, like, so many, it's insulting to hear, you know, like, hey, if you work hard, maybe you'll get like a promotion, or it's like, or not, you know. I don't know how many times I've seen it, even in, like for myself at times, like in the past, it's like you work your ass off and it's like, ooh, I deserve this promotion. And then they give it to like the manager's friend or something, or they hire from outside the company because it's cheaper. You know, it's bullshit. The world fucking sucks. Like, people are greedy and selfish, and things don't always work out the way they should just because you've put your time in and your effort in, you know. But it's still worth striving for. You feel like you haven't missed the opportunity, I suppose. Like, you've given it your best shot, and that's what I'm going to keep trying to do. You know, it's just continuing to... I apologize if the audio got fucked up. I realized I just swiveled like 90 degrees in my chair. I'm not even looking at the microphone at that point. But yeah, like to sum it up, I've meandered too much. I really want to focus on the film, like videography side of things, because I've just thoroughly enjoyed it, and it's so much more relaxing than what I had been doing, because I just get to sit there and try and hone in on something that I think is just super interesting and creative and feel like I've actually accomplished something. You know, there's still that level of enthusiasm for helping small businesses and individuals grow their brand. You know, there is still that, like, oh, we made something, like we started here and look how big your business is, or like we built this business from the ground up for you. Like, I still do enjoy that aspect of it, but it's the numbers on a screen thing is soul sucking. It's awful. And I'm fully in the camp of just fucking go for it if you can. You know, like, if you're not happy with something, it's not valuable to keep at it if you can afford not to. It's just, man, it's fucking terrible. I think that's part of like the mental health issue we have, I guess, in the US and maybe, you know, worldwide to an extent. I'm not as familiar around the globe, but like if you look at like the US in particular, this, you know, you see so many people just hate their fucking jobs, but everything is so expensive because of corporate greed and, you know, businesses just trying to nickel and dime you out of everything. And so like people just struggle to get by, and they want to live happier lives. They want to be able to, like, you know, go for the, you know, their dreams and the shit they're interested in, things they want to do, and they just can't because it's just there's not enough money in it. The opportunity isn't there because they don't have the time to invest in themselves. Like, think about the traditional 9-to-5 that just doesn't fucking exist anymore. You know, it's 8-to-5 because you get that unpaid lunch, and then you're driving 30 minutes there, 30 minutes home, hopefully at that most. I mean, when I go into an office, I'm driving a little over an hour there, a little over an hour home. So my 8-to-5 becomes 7-to-6. Not fucking ideal. And they wonder why people don't take their job seriously. You see people at like the Panera CEO, I think it was the CEO, he said like people don't want to work for the shareholders. They don't care about the shareholders. Like, fuck them, you know? It's like, who the fuck cares? Why would an employee care about the shareholders? The shareholder doesn't give a fuck about them, you know? Who the fuck, like, who do these people think they are? It's insane. Like, the mindset is so fucking wrong across the board, you know? And being in the situation that I've been in where I work directly with business owners, it has been both very rewarding and very frustrating. Because on one hand, you get to see that, like, upbeat attitude of, like, we can do this, like, we're going to make something, like, that really shining optimism. And then you also get to see, in other cases, that really greedy, self-centered side of things where it's like, okay, how do we, you know, this is the exact amount of cost it takes to make this product. I want to bump that up to a 400% profit margin. All right, does this cost more? All right, well, we'll just use a lesser material and charge the same amount. You know, oh, this doesn't work well for the customer, but you know what? It saves us money. Like, it becomes so focused on making as many fucking pennies as you can that it's not based around making a good product or making the customer happy. It's literally just about making money, and it's sickening. It's fucking disgusting. And I've done everything I could to stay away from that when working on Dead Jester Productions as a general. Obviously, we've had sponsors over the years. There's still, I think I keep the sponsors in the description. We still have Zencaster, which I maintain. I love Zencaster. I appreciate their support. Has been fantastic. They're like their customer support. You know, I appreciate them supporting the show. Liquid IV, still drink that fairly regularly. I have the sugar-free version. I only buy that. I've been trying to get away from anything like that. Like, I've been cutting back to basically just water all the time now. So I still do drink Liquid IV. I think it's a good product. But other than that, like, I've tried to avoid marketing products that I don't believe in or I don't use personally. And there are so many people out there that market things that, like, especially in the content creator space, it's like, oh, here, like, everyone's trying to get sponsors for their shows to make extra money and support their content, right? And it makes sense. I get why they do it. I'm not shit talking people that take on sponsorships that they don't actually buy the products for, but there are people that can afford to not do that, that don't, and that kind of rubs me the wrong way. So I've tried to avoid that as well, but it is what it is. You know, people can do whatever they want. I'm not going to sit here and judge people, you know. But yeah, that's my plan going forward, is focusing on the film videography side of stuff, because it's something I'm much more passionate about, and I don't want to say I'm like talented at it, because I don't know that that's the case. I think at times I have a good eye for like how to make a good shot. It's just the technical prowess I'm lacking in a lot of the time. So it's a learning experience. I think my area of expertise is the storytelling aspect of it. I'll be able to convey the story better than I can convey the optimal shot, if I explain that properly. So that's kind of my goal, is just trying to grow in that sort of field and learn as much as I can, as quickly as I can, to hit the ground running. And then on the other side of things is writing. I've done a lot of writing, like building up of ideas and not executing on them, because I don't have the time for it. And I think a lot of that will come back with not focusing on the podcast. I mean, if we take the amount of time it takes me for per episode, the amount of time it takes me per episode to like to schedule it, which isn't that long realistically, total amount of time, say 30 minutes, so it's a nice even amount. 30 minutes to schedule, an hour and a half to record, you know, another hour to edit. It's 3 hours right there, you know, and that's optimal. You know, a lot of times we record for an hour and 30 minutes and then it's, you know, 20 minutes before, 20 minutes after or whatever. It's just, it adds up. And, you know, then obviously the longer the podcast episode is, the longer the editing process is, uploading it, creating the description and everything. It just, it all adds up very quickly, you know, and that's time I could be spent doing something I'm more, you know, passionate about at the moment. So like I've got a number of projects I want to work on. I've got some short stories. I have the ideas fleshed out. It's just a matter of editing them down and figuring out how to distribute them. And I have stories I've been trying to tell for a while that just kind of fall by the wayside. I literally have notebooks stacked in front of me here on my desk right now, full of ideas and stories that I've written, characters and everything like that, just all fleshed out. It just hasn't been completed. And a lot of that has to do with my job and the podcast specifically. And I just want to do things I enjoy. I don't want to force myself to do something just to do it, just to meet the small demand that our audience has. Like I appreciate everyone that listens to the show, everyone that has listened to the show, everyone that will listen to the show in the future, the support people have shown. Like I do appreciate it. But if I don't enjoy doing something for free, then it doesn't make sense to do it. It sounds kind of cruel. But I mean, it's the same thing with the Twitch streams that I used to do. You know, I used to stream every 6, sometimes 7 days a week. It was like 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. And then on Saturdays, I'd stream 5 or 6 hours. And I was grinding it out. I put my fucking shift in and we blew up. You know, we got a ton of views, got a very quick audience growth, and we had a great, great time. You know, from June to, what was it, September or October, we managed to go to hit affiliate, hit partner. And that short of a time span is fucking nuts. And then, you know, once I got out of the swing of it, I realized how much more I enjoyed, you know, playing video games when I wasn't sitting there under a microscope, having to like watch a chat instead of playing the game. Or, you know, like I'll use like Elden Ring as an example, you know, just being able to explore that world and just do whatever I wanted on my own time. There's no way that would have been able to happen on stream. I would have been stuck sitting there like, all right, oh, you guys need me to do this? All right, let's go do that. And it's fine. I'm happy to entertain people, but it really sucks the enjoyment out of the experience for me as the player. it's not as enjoyable. You know, you're not playing the game. The audience is controlling you, controlling the game to an extent. And it's just kind of a weird, disjointed, you know, way to do it. And so many people love it. I'm sure there's a way that I could stream in a way that I enjoyed. But right now I don't see that and I don't really feel inclined to do it. Same thing with YouTube, which is arguably more work because I'm having to manually edit everything down and upload it. So it is what it is. But that's kind of where we stand right now. Just wrapping things up at 250 and then focusing my own personal work outside of that. I mean, you can probably see it just by our social media in general. Like I said, YouTube, the only uploads at this point are the podcast being automatically uploaded. I don't really post shit at all. Like on Facebook or Twitter. Like I'm just exhausted. I get home. I sit here at 10:13 p.m. and I think to myself, like, I'm fucking tired, but I have to crank out this podcast real quick. You know, some nights we record at like 9 o'clock and maybe the guest runs a couple minutes late, I run a couple minutes late. We chat a little bit beforehand. So it's like almost 11 o'clock before I'm done recording. And then I'm like, all right, cool. I got other work I have to do before I go and get ready for bed, take the dog out. It's like, I don't want to be going to bed at 1 a.m., getting up at 5 a.m. and doing rinse and repeating that every single day. It's physically exhausting. It's terrible for your health. And it's just not enjoyable in the slightest. So it's been a bit of a long time coming. The thought had crossed my mind at like episode 200 roughly. I was like, is this a good place to stop? Maybe. And then I was still enjoying it enough at the time where I was like, nah, we'll keep going. And then like 2 weeks ago, I don't remember exactly when it was. I'll try and figure this out. Pull out my handy dandy notebook. It's like two or 3 weeks ago, maybe. I forget when it was. I sat down to record and I was just like, I don't fucking care. Like, I have other shit. There's like stuff I want to be doing right now that's not recording the podcast. And the second I thought that, I was like, oh, I need to end this. Like, I can't sit here and force myself to do this. It's bad. It's bad entertainment. Like, the audience is going to be able to tell. And I don't want to drag it out if I don't have to. So that's kind of where we're at. Outside of that, I don't have a lot more to talk about as far as like updates on the podcast. And I guess I'll talk about Deadgest Productions as a brand. I'm kind of going to just put it on hold in general. I'm not going to lose the brand name or anything like that, because it's probably something I'll come back to once I get the videography stuff more up and going, because there's a lot you can do with that. You can work with businesses and stuff to make like essentially commercials, but it's like overviews of their companies and things like that. And it's something I could enjoy doing. So I don't want to just forego all of it. I can probably repurpose the brand in a way to focus more on what I'm focused on. So I'll probably, it's not in my immediate task sheet, so to speak. It's something I'll deal with as we get quite a bit closer to the end of the podcast run, but we'll sort it out. But yeah, other than that, like going forward, I'm probably going to operate under my name, my personal name, honestly, on like freelance work and I guess freelance work in general. I don't need a brand to represent me. I like having my name. I want to have my name attached to my work that I'm proud of. We started out as Deadgester Productions because it was not just me. We had three people. And then, it's the cast and crew has shifted out around me. And so here we are, still Deadgester Productions, but it's just me, So it doesn't make sense to keep the mask on if I don't have to. And so we'll see what happens. But outside of the branding and the doom and gloom shit, it's been crazy. Absolutely crazy. I've been trying to have a personal life outside of work and planning the wedding and everything. Like I said, my girlfriend or ex-fiance, or no, ex-girlfriend, as I like to call her since she's the fiance now, ex-girlfriend, she's been planning most of it. I've just been here for emotional support because I don't really care how it's scheduled or how it looks or whatever. But that's been fun to listen to, I suppose. But other than that, yeah, it's just focusing a lot on work and working with businesses and clients and stuff. I've been trying to, I've stopped taking on new clients at this point, while I reorient myself, I suppose. And my goal is to work with them to get to a point where they understand how to run things themselves. And I'm sure some of them will just be like, I can't get this. I need you to continue. And so I'll deal with that as on an as needed basis. But my goal from the start has always been teach people how to do it themselves. That way I don't have to keep dealing with like long-term commitments, which seems counterproductive. Like you'd think, oh, make it as easy as possible for me to, you know, just make money off of them. But it doesn't sit well with me, and I don't think it's really productive on my end. Like, I'd rather be continuously evolving and building up my skill set with different clients and getting my name out there. I can always go back to these clients and be like, hey, here's some new tactics we can try if you're interested in bringing me back on, whatever. Like, if people are happy, excuse me, if people are happy with my work, they're going to bring me back on. I'm sure of it, you know? So I'm happy with how things have been going with that. And yeah, so like business-wise, I'm happy with how things are, wrapping that up and planning ahead. And then personally, we've been trying to game a little bit more. We finally, oh my God, we finally finished Baldur's Gate 3. Great game, by the way. But my God, did we drag on with that. I feel like we were at the final confrontation for like a month and a half or something. We just kept playing other shit and getting distracted. We were sitting down, I guess it was yesterday. Or it was like 3 days ago. It was whenever it was. It was on a Thursday night. Klaus and I were like, oh, we're going to sit down and do this. And we go to play it. We get all the way through almost to the... We're in the final battle. There's like a final battle, and then you go through a portal and like and deal the finishing blow, essentially. And we get in the final battle, and there's a necessary character that dies, and it's like, all right, we got to bring him back to life. Oh, shit, I don't have enough spell slots for that. I put my character to sleep, and when I wake back up, I'll have the spell I need. So I put my character to sleep, and then a side character that we were not in control of, like an ally, wakes my guy up, interrupts it, so I can't revive the character we needed. Fucked our whole thing up, used up the item I used to put my guy to sleep. So we're like, ah, shit, guess we're going to have to redo this. We'll do it another time. So we leave, and when you load back in, once you initiate the final like sequence of events, people can't join. So we had to go back like an hour and a half or 2 hours or something, restart the whole thing. We're like, fuck it, we'll do it another time. So finally, literally yesterday, we sit down, we're playing NBA 2K24, which is one of the worst user interfaces I've ever seen in my fucking life. It is so goddamn difficult to do anything in that game. First of all, every time you load it up, I'm going to rant here for a little bit about this. Every time you load it up, immediately you're bombarded with screens saying, hey, buy this shit, subscribe to this, battle pass this, or whatever, the season pass this, get the better season pass, get the third top tier season pass. Fucking annoying. Every time you fast travel, it does it again. It's like, goddamn. You just try and play the career mode. Oh, here you go. It fast travels you somewhere else. Then you go into it. Then you have to move through the arena. Then you have to talk to people before starting the game. Then you get in the game. You can't just play the game because they got fucking intermissions. Every time there's a timeout, they got people on the court fucking dancing. They got some chick on stilts on like a 10-foot tall unicycle throwing stuff. I'm like, I just want to play the fucking game. You want to do 3-on-3s or whatever? Go to this area. Oh, but your guy's not high enough level, so people just keep leaving constantly. It's like, fuck me. I just want to play the game. So goddamn difficult. And eventually we got through it enough. We're like, all right, cool. You know what? Let's finish Baldur's Gate. So we switch over to Baldur's Gate. We hop in. My girlfriend is, you know, it's me, Klaus, my girlfriend, and then we have his girlfriend's character, but she's not playing. We get through, we climb up a wall, and it glitches out, so my girlfriend's character just won't climb up the wall for some reason. I'm like, oh, okay. Here, you disconnect, the AI will figure it out, and then we'll have you reconnect. We do that. It doesn't let her reconnect because we're in the middle of the final sequence, so we have to restart it again. We're only like 10 minutes in at least. And finally, we get through it. We get to the final battle, and it's just dragging on and on and on. It's just one or two fuck ups at the very beginning, and then you don't realize it until you're far enough along where it's like, oh, we should have done this. We've gone through long enough now where it's like there's no going back. we should have done this, but we've made it too hard for ourselves where, yeah, maybe we can get through it, but it's going to be a real slog and it's going to be a real back and forth for a long time. So we reloaded again. Finally, we get through it. It still takes forever, but finally we get through it. We beat the final boss. And then it's a real Lord of the Rings, Return of the King issue where it just doesn't end. It just keeps having these cutscene after cutscene where I am going to spoil it now. I was very happy I got my character to end up with Karlach. We go back to the Hells or whatever. I forget what it's fucking called. So I was like, yes, best girl. And the rest of the characters are at like an after party or whatever. Then we get brought back like 6 months later or whatever. And you get to see all the characters that didn't quite make it because we fucked up. But, you know, it just wraps up and then it's like, all right, here's another scene. And here's another scene. Oh, here's one last scene sort of at the end of the credits. Now here's another post-credit scene. It's like, fuck. And finally we get done. It's like, cool, we did it. Moving on. Went and got dinner immediately. But it's such a fun game, but man, we took forever to wrap it up at the end. But I'm glad we finally did it, because I didn't like that hanging on, like, at the end there. Like, it was a game that was, it deserved, like, our attention to be finished. And it's such a fucking good game. It really is. At some point, I'll probably go back and replay it on my own. Part of the reason why it took so long to finish is because we didn't want to finish it on my own, right? I didn't want to finish it on my own. I wanted my girlfriend to be able to at least see it, since she was part of it for the whole time. Her character fucked the Emperor, which is hilarious. Came out of nowhere, honestly. We didn't know what was going on. We're just like, oh, let's be nice. Oh, where's this going? We'll play into that. Oh, it's happening. So, yeah, it was very sudden. So that was kind of hilarious. But definitely didn't want to finish it without Klaus, since he had been there from the start. So it was just organizing that while wanting to play other shit. We've been playing the Star Wars Battlefront Collection, which I think is getting a little bit better. We can actually play together at this point. Still some bugs for sure. And it's Klaus is way better than I am. So he kicks my ass every single time. But it's still fun. It's a great time. Like I said, NBA 2K24. Been trying to get better at that. For whatever reason, I cannot play the NBA games. Like, I'm just terrible at them. Been playing Unicorn Overlord, which is so much fucking fun. Terrible fucking name for a game, but such a fun game. And then Elden Ring, the DLC is coming out in June or something, I think. Looking forward to that. Trying to think what other gaming related stuff we have going on. I think those are the games we're playing pretty much. That's about it. So yeah, looking forward to the Elden Ring DLC. I gotta finish Starfield. I never fucking finished it. I at least need to do that. I don't hate it as much as other people, but it definitely is like a disappointment. I didn't even hype it up as much, right? Like, some people hyped it up as the next big game. Like, this is the biggest game ever made. I just thought it'd be like Fallout in space, which it essentially is. I think there's a lot of issues with it that could have been fixed relatively easily. A lot of things that were overlooked that kind of made it disappointing. But whenever I pick it up and play it, I enjoy it and I get hooked on it. But then, you know, it comes around time where it's like, I don't have enough time to really sit down and devote to this. I'll just play like a game of FIFA or something. And so I lose focus on it and I don't go back to it. Whereas Skyrim, I would have been like, fuck it, I'll make the time for this and I'll play it. You know, and Starfield doesn't have that. Maybe with the DLC, I don't know when that's coming out, but maybe with the DLC it'll improve a little bit. But some of the game ruining bugs where it's like quest lines can't be completed because they're broken, they just haven't addressed it. And I absolutely know there are known issues, you know, because they've addressed like, oh, we'll figure it out, and they don't. So like shit like that is super frustrating. And yeah, it's just, I enjoy like wandering through space and just traveling around and seeing what shit I can get up to. But the main quest is like not very, you know, hooking. I don't know how to explain it. Like it doesn't draw my attention. I'd rather be doing everything but the main quest, where it doesn't feel like imperative. Like, I don't feel like, oh man, I got to get back to that. The world depends on it. It's just, hey, you know, whatever, you know, we just got to explore the galaxy. Just, it's not as engaging as I'd hoped. You know, Skyrim, it's like, hey, the country's at war. This dragon's going to fuck up the entire country. Deal with this shit. It's like, cool, I got this. You know, Oblivion. Hey, the devil essentially is invading the world and killing everyone. Deal with it. It's like, I got you, fam. You know, Fallout, like, you're looking for your son. It's like, we got to find him before something happens to him. Fallout 3, I'm trying to remember. Fallout 3, you're looking for your dad. You know, it's just more engaging. Whereas Starfield's like, hey, we want to investigate the cosmos. It's like, all right, I'll get to it when I get to it. There's more pressing matters and that aren't main missions. So we'll see. I do want to finish it up. I'm at the point now where, like, I haven't been buying a ton of new games because I have so many games in my back catalog I want to complete. I still have Cyberpunk 2077 or whatever it's called. The CD Projekt Red one. I forgot the name. But Cyberpunk, like, I started that. I got through, like, the main mission, the first main mission, and then stopped because the game was broken at the time, and they fixed it since then. I still want to play that. Like, the whole fucking game I need to play. You know, like, there's so many games that in my back catalog I want to get caught up on. And, yeah, there's not enough games coming out there. I'm like, I got to play this. Like, first-person shooters, fucking nothing. Call of Duty, not buying the new one when it comes out because I'm sure it's going to be fucking garbage. Battlefield, I don't know when the next one's coming out. We'll see. But Battlefield 2042 or whatever is fucking embarrassingly bad. Embarrassingly bad. They just butchered that game. Especially with Call of Duty being down the dumps. Like, this is their opportunity, and they fucking butchered it. You know, I don't know what else is coming out that I'm interested in, quite honestly. I've been laughing at Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League. That game's been a fucking disaster. I saw today that, so they released the Joker DLC, and there is zero new content, essentially. There's no new mission types, no anything. There's a handful of cutscenes with the Joker. I've only seen one of them, so maybe that's it. But there's nothing new, and if you want to unlock the Joker, it takes like 10 hours to unlock it for free, or you can pay $10, even though they marketed it as being free. And then the season pass, if you want to complete the season pass, it takes a minimum of like 250 hours. You have to complete, what was it, 1,500 missions, I think. I think is what it came out to, like 1,500 missions. Or 2,500 missions? I don't remember. But it's basically 250 hours, assuming it takes 10 minutes per mission, which might be generous. But, like, 250 hours to unlock the Battle Pass, that fucking sucks. Like, the content is garbage. I was looking through all of it. I'm like, holy crap, this sucks. Like, thank God I'm not into superheroes. Because, man, I would have bought that game up right away. I'm like, this is so cool. Play as the Suicide Squad. Like, what a waste of fucking money. Like, DC is just getting shafted at every turn. But like gaming in general, like these AAA games fucking killing people as of late. Like, they're terrible. You got Skull and Bones, the Ubisoft game, the first quad A game. Absolute garbage. Everything about that game is a disaster. Nobody's fucking playing it because it sucks. What was the other one that came out? I guess it was Suicide Squad I was thinking of that came out that fucking bombed. There's that Will Smith zombie game that's a fucking bomb. Came out a while ago. Nobody knew about it. That bombed. You know, Call of Duty, but like all these AAA studio games just fucking suck because they're focusing on the wrong shit. It's like, how do we make it so like player, there's focus on player retention instead of player happiness. And they don't understand that if you just make a really good game, people will keep coming back and playing it, as opposed to make a shitty game that no one wants to play, but add in like battle passes that you have to play a ton to unlock stuff in. If they're not interested in unlocking anything in the game, they're not going to play it. It doesn't matter how long it takes to unlock it if they're not interested in doing it. You're not going to play the game. And these companies don't seem to get that. Warner Brothers definitely doesn't get it. Like, they've shifted their focus away from completed games. They said they're going to, like, they saw Hogwarts Legacy's success and said, cool, we're going to take that and turn it into a live service game. And I guarantee you people are going to play it at first because of Hogwarts Legacy. And they're going to be like, oh, this sucks. And they're not going to play it. And the fact that this keeps happening with these live service games and the companies decide to double down on it for some reason. It must just be because of how much money they're making. And I know they're making a ton of money, but man, you would think at a certain point, people would be like, all right, let's not buy this shit. But I guess the video game industry, like the fans, are just really fucking stupid because they just keep paying for shit that is so overpriced and ridiculous. For character skins in the Suicide Squad game, it's $24 for a character skin pack. Like, it's fucking insane. And I'm sure tons of people are buying it. Well, not tons, because I saw they only had like 1,000 players. But like, it's fucking ridiculous. I remember people were mad at $3 horse armor in Oblivion. Now they're paying $20 for skins. It's like, goddamn, like, you're getting fucked. And you're thanking them for it, and you're cheering them on. It doesn't make any goddamn sense. But what do I know? I'm just a guy that doesn't throw money at the wall and wonder why things are getting worse and worse. But anyway, I've gone on long enough. We're over 45 minutes as well. I didn't know how long to make this episode, but I wanted to get everything out in the open for where the status is of the show and everything and my plans and just a little generic chatter about what's going on. So again, thank you guys so much for all the support you've shown over the years. I appreciate it. We still got 30 episodes to go. And thank you for everything. I appreciate it. Thank you guys for listening. It's been episode number 220 of the Dead Dress Productions podcast. See you guys next time.